Hey, you don't answer my phone, don't call me, don't say a damn thing to me. You, if you get hungry, starve to death, bitch.
Hey, you know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TDS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mess till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figure $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 Town in the house. So this Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food. And I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best was, the best ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you old ass still trying to rap. Now you out here writing book-ass podcasters. All you triggering minds by just being ratchet. You trying to cover all that bullshit up as podcasters. And all you E&J drinking is really not cognac. The cognac you drinking is really E&J. As podcasters, keep noise down while I take my robe off. Show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a day of a class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all. Your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to download, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. You can also go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. We also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar to get behind the scenes exclusive content. Get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon, DJ. So shout out to DJ for coming to Patreon. And you can be just like DJ, become a Patreon for as little as a dollar. Just go to nappyafro.club for that. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. What's option D? Make a story, tag us in the story, retweet it, reblog it. You know what I'm saying? We'll shout you out. Like, who did it this week? We had Cool Out Corner. We had Uncle Dolomite Always. We had Mama Life Plus Three. We had, WV Uncommon Place. We had Q Lewis Radio. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all of them. And it was more people. But I want to give some other people some love because, you know, I always shout the usual suspects out. But, hey, man, shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for the support. Y'all know the deal. Sharing is caring. Now, all the pandering is out of the way. I got to ask you, Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. Started off with some camps, trying to help out the youth. Some of these kids, I mean, like they say, some hoes don't want to be saved. These
I believe churn, the children are the future.
Hey, and some of these churn is not what
you teach them well and help them lead the way.
Yeah, but the kids are not really into learning.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
Yeah, some of it ain't beautiful. So what give y'all them need a to sense know, sir,
of pride.
Okay, we got it. We got it.
To make it easier. All right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Let the children's so, laughter.
Like I said.
Remind us.
High school kids trying to introduce them
to be.
Pharmacy as a possible career path. And I don't understand why they wasting their time, the parents' money, and all of that to come to these camps you got to pay money for. Mm. But these kids don't halfway want to listen. It's like you got children in the class. You got some of them who taking advantage of this opportunity. Mm-hmm. They are doing a really good job. They asking good questions. You know, just really interested in what's going on. Mm-hmm. Then you got some niggas
who in the there.
Exactly. They there because they out of town. They spending the night on campus for 3-4 nights.
They having a blast. They
on vacation. Brain is on summertime and Eastern don't give a damn
don't give a fuck what about
what I'm
about.
Saying. And I'm just like, are you serious? And even if your school paid for it, or there's a program that paid for it.
Upward Bound.
Y'all niggas got to understand that these people, it's still money being transferred on your behalf.
Hey.
So you got to give them something.
Hey.
And I just want the people, the children to care a little bit more.
Did Demarquavius have a good time at the end of the day?
Apparently he did. Because they got a whole bunch of little swag bags. They got all kind of shit. Pencils, pens, ponchos, book bags. All kind of bullshit that they got. And I'm just like, you know, I need the kids to care. And I need their parents to make them want to care. Or at least pretend. Pretend. And I'm cool with the lie. Lie to me. Man. Make it seem like you're concerned. Then we can, you know, get through the process a little bit better. Mm. You know, like the people say at the church. If you say amen, I'll move on to the next thing.
Mm.
But when you sitting there, you're looking at me like you don't understand. I feel like you need a little deeper explanation. I got to say it 2 or 3 more ways when you could just go along with it and just let's move the program.
We just need
on.
A wrap up button at church because them niggas be getting out of hand.
I mean, some people.
I be wanting to say, hey. But y'all be knowing, I say, I don't come enough.
Yeah, you don't.
So these niggas don't know me, sir. So I just better shut the fuck up.
And we appreciate it.
Yeah,
because
I can
your
cut
silence.
Up in that motherfucker. But I choose not to.
We are glad that you stay home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, we doing this during the thunderstorm, y'all. So if you hear thunder in the background, it's just add to the ambiance.
Yes. That's why you know we professional.
Professional.
And we, you know, we already done took off 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We can't do that no more.
Can't. I mean,
no
even
time
with the storm, and I'm sorry, we, you know, can't soundproof it. I mean, at least our motherfucking smoke detector ain't going off in the back. Well, ain't no kids running around, dog barking, You know
those
how niggas be getting
things.
On some shows, man. Niggas just
we just this the forecast quiet storm.
Yes,
the where you
storm.
Hear the Boom. Rumbling and then
you hear that
going
thunder.
On in the background.
I have to change my voice up and say,
"Oh
hey,
yeah,
you know what it is? It's King Germ and Queen Germ. This is the forecast."
Oh yeah.
Hey, niggas that talk like that, some sickos, bro. Like, nigga,
they
y'all
really
stop,
not.
Bro. You don't
they
really
not.
Talk like that,
that
my nigga.
Sexy.
You don't talk like that. You trained yourself to talk like that, nigga. That's some wolf in sheep clothing shit. Watch out. First little piece of advice to my ladies out there. As far as my week, let's go ahead and roll into it, man. My week, had a family reunion this week, y'all. If y'all know anything about King Germ, I love my family, but I don't go to family reunions. You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't love any of those people. I love those people. I love seeing them and everything like that. It just costs too much motherfucking money. I've never seen a family reunion that costs. So maybe that's part of adulting that I just didn't understand.
Yeah, you don't.
Because.
You don't understand.
No.
Y'all family reunion is not nearly as high
that's,
as something.
Exactly. Y'all have 10,000 people at y'all family reunion. Niggas be paying $20 for a whole family of 13. And I don't understand how. And then y'all be doing it up. Renting out hotel rooms and hotel lobbies and niggas have got goddamn Disney World tickets, SeaWorld tickets. You can go see goddamn Magic Mountain, all this shit for $10. My fair union, $60 a person. What the fuck do I get? I don't even get a goddamn t-shirt, nigga. And I mean, I'm sitting there like, yo, so this year I went, I ain't pay shit. And I know it was a problem. Queen Jordan, did you pay anything? Please tell me. Be honest with me right now so I can go ahead and get out of my system.
No.
Good. Cause I heard them motherfuckers talking shit. They was just like, oh, one of the little, I guess, money collectors of the family gonna come up with the little paper, like, oh, Jeremy and his wife. And then I heard them like, oh, they ain't eat nothing. Like, they ain't eat nothing. No, niggas ain't eat. You're not charging me for this food.
I didn't eat no food because, for one, when I came in there, I didn't have a motherfucking seat.
Exactly.
And I'm never going to eat standing up. Hell like, no. I ain't at my mama's kitchen. And exactly. I ain't like, why the hell would I be standing up holding a plate? Now, I would have paid had I been able to sit down and be comfortable.
Or if it had been something that I wanted to fucking eat.
And that, too.
It was just chicken, fish, string beans.
I had already came to that same restaurant when I first got to town. So, I had already had my fix. So, I was already good.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I eat the chicken from there, but it's usually the chicken tenders. I don't get no chicken with no bone in it. Like, I don't. And then fish, that's another thing. Hey, you gotta guarantee me ain't no bones in that fish if I'm gonna eat it. I mean, you gotta guarantee it. Ain't no fucking bones in this fish. Then I eat it. But other than that, I'm not eating no fucking fish, so I ain't eat shit. And then at the reunion, you know, they did that little, you know, my aunt, she thinks she Maya Angelou or something. You know what I mean? So she always writing these poems and everybody got her gassed up. Like, you know, she's some lyricist or whatever. She a ghostwriter. You know what I mean? So she writes this little poem in memory of all the lost ones, which was a nice poem. You know what I'm saying? She bought in, you know, tied in everything from her point of view. Cool. So then everybody, you know, they had like candles lit on the table with everybody, with the people that we lost names on them and stuff. So people start telling stories. Let me tell y'all. Niggas, the first three people to tell a story, tearjerker stories. Why the fuck are we doing this? So you know me, King Jern, being the man I am, I had to swing the motherfucking pendulum and lighten up the motherfucking mood. I start telling some story about my cousin when she got a whooping at the damn reunion, or another time when, you know, something. I had to make people laugh because I'm sitting here like, we're not finna do this. You know what I'm saying? Look. Already. We're not finna do this. You know what I'm saying? So listen. The reunion was cool. I really didn't do much. Hung out with my family. It was nice seeing them. It just, you know, I felt kind of bad for the youth because when I, you know, I know they probably wanted to go out, do that and everything, but they just came at a bad time because they done ran the niggas from downtown in Savannah. They done ran them away.
But they still had fun.
Huh? Yeah, they probably had fun.
I know they did because they said they did.
Okay, well, see.
I mean, the very next day they said they had a good time. They went to the little club. They did
so they did find something.
Yeah, they found something downtown.
Because they was like, because somebody said it opened up on Saturday night a little bit. Because they was like, Friday night, man, whenever white people down there, you know. Yeah. They from Maryland.
It's a lot for Saturday. Yeah. Like, it's a lot down there. Okay. So they, I mean, I'm glad they did have fun. But
that's cool.
The thing about it, too, is like, I get it. So, I mean, everybody got to do their own thing their own way. So, only thing I would say to enhance it is to definitely try to get some input from the younger kids. Because the biggest thing is you want the younger kids to continue to go on with this thing. And just like anything that you want to live on past you, you have to invest it in the youth. Because if the youth no longer want to do it when their parents and grandparents are no longer here, it's going to die with
them. It's going to cease,
And that's what happens. So you just have to put it.
That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? I see the numbers dwindling. We used to have way more people than that at a reunion. Way more. And, you know, so the numbers is coming down. You know, we got to, it's more of us than I think it was back then anyway. So we should be, you know, but like I said, it's too fucking expensive.
But I think people have to try to plan to go to venues and, to be honest, you can utilize the space that you have. Find a hotel that has a, you know,
a conference
room and all of these things that they can allow. Like when you say, okay, we getting 10 plus rooms or 20, whatever number of rooms. Once we bought these rooms, rented these rooms, what kind of amenities can we now qualify for? Like you shouldn't have to give me everything, but you shouldn't have to overcharge me for everything. So, you know, you just got to try to work out deals throughout the year. And then like my biggest thing is I get it. People are leaving here faster than we can imagine. But having a family reunion every single year is a bit overwhelming. And I think a lot of times that's where you're losing a lot of people at. Because if you think about it, for the ones who do come all the time, that shit there got to be the highlight of the summer. Because if you really taking family trips, or you got to have some money, because if you taking family trips, school trips, and then y'all got a family reunion every single year, and then you got another side of your family. This just one piece of you. So, hell, if you going to family reunions like that, y'all is doing it up. So, I mean, it was a decent little get together.
I mean, I was so I had no complaints. Then all the amenities around it, I didn't participate in anything. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just not. I know the point is you're supposed to be with your family. Still, if it's whack shit, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. I'm just not.
So I was asked. They want to know what do you do, because apparently you don't do anything. You don't like anything.
Say hey, he coaches football. Say hey.
I was asked, why didn't you come with me to the dessert tasting?
I said, dessert.
Well, he doesn't really eat dessert. Well, he sure must have just started that, because he ate up all grandma cakes coming up. I said, well, maybe that's what it was then. He must have ate up all the cakes to where now he don't really care for cakes like that no more.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm glad they said that. Thank you. Yes. I didn't want to eat no more. If it ain't Mama Cheryl pound cake, if it ain't my grandma cake, I don't want it. I don't want it. Really don't. So my mama's sweet potato pies in there. Other than that, I don't need no dessert. I can wait until I get those and dessert myself out. You are correct. So, yes, maybe that's what it is.
And I mean, that's what was said. So.
How do these niggas that ain't seen me in 20 years think they know me so fucking well?
I don't know, because you ain't no child no more.
Thank you. And then when I was there, y'all knew the side that I presented to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all didn't know the real me. Because I couldn't show that side of me, because I was like, nah, I'm going to give y'all this piece of me. So,
I mean, it was your favorite cousin, the cousin that you looked up to coming up.
Who said that?
That you said was your, the person that you looked up to, you admired him so much.
Talking about Marcus?
Uh-huh.
He said that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I guess he wanted to see you. He wanted to see you, so.
Hey, man, we got a lot of repairing to do, because he did some fuck nigga shit. And it ain't that easy. I'm not the hey man. No. I have to see contriteness. I have to see all of that for me to know that you are a changed person. But if I don't see that, then it's cool. Like, it ain't no beef.
Enough time is going by. You got to let it go.
But sometimes it's like, we ain't got no beef. We don't have to speak. That's the whole thing. I can be cool with somebody and not talk to them. And it's no problem.
And that's not being cool. That's tolerating your existence.
Huh? But
that's you tolerating their existence. Not us being cool.
No. It's so many people I walk by the street that I had no problem with, and I see them, I speak, but I don't have to talk to them. Like I said, I got family members that I love that I don't call. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love you, but I don't call. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. I'm not one of the people that, you know, I feel like, hey, I don't do a lot of reaching out. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas can reach out to me. My number the same. My number ain't changed since 2004. You know, I done had the same number for almost 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So, what the fuck? My number ain't changed. All y'all niggas' numbers changed. Not mine. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is.
But it was a nice event.
It was good to see. Like, I realized how old I done got. Because I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there looking at the youngins. Nate, I was like, damn, that's how we used to be at the reunion, looking to go out somewhere, and now I'm the old nigga with the kids, and that shit was weird, because it was just like, wow, Uncle Archie old as hell, you know what I'm saying, he just like, he the elder of the family, he used to pride himself on being the baby brother, I mean, not the baby brother, but, you know, it's just like, he wasn't the oldest, you know what I'm saying, it was just kind of strange, you know.
Yeah, so y'all got to get it together, because y'all the next group, your own deck.
That's why I said, my brother, he doing his part, so that's good. Keep doing what you doing, brother trucker, nigga. He's leading the charge for the young niggas on our level, and I'm cool with that, because, you know, somebody got to do it. I'm fine. I don't have the patience to do. I think that's my problem. I don't have the patience to deal with adults like that.
You don't have the patience to deal with nothing.
I do. I have nothing. The patience in certain things.
Nothing. I'm telling you, I've been with you for the last 20. Yeah, I know
I
you ain't got no patience.
I've dealt with you for the last 20.
Dusty ass kids.
And you.
That's it.
Nigga, not you please. Ain't dusty at all.
I'm the bomb.com. I know, so but you, I still you have to have,
you
but
are
have
a,
patience for
you
me.
A, exactly. So I had to learn patience with you. Because you are
you, but you still
you
ain't got
handful.
No patience. You rude as hell. You holler and scream and act like a little baby sometimes. Uh-huh. You want to catch a tantrum and do all kind of shit. You're passive aggressive when you want to. You do a lot now. You do a lot. But at the same time, you know, the love we have for each other, we can deal. I know how you operate. You just so easy to get them moving. The same way, like, when the people were trying to tell their stories. I get it. Some of the shit was a little much.
Oh, yeah. But one was
but
up
you
there.
Was just like, oh,
hey,
come on now. You need to sit down.
Sit down. Yeah, because she's sitting up there trying to, What you're doing is you're killing the mood. Two, you up here, you ain't got yourself together.
You can't even say what you need to say.
Exactly. So I was like, hey, man, sit down. And then when the other one was talking, I was like, use your words. I had to steal down from something else. I said, use your words. Use your words. I'm like, hey. And then she was about to cut up. Hey, calm down. But, you know, I was keeping order. I was doing my job as the enforcer. I had to keep my mama's auntie siblings in line. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I just know, I mean, I don't do too much because them ain't my, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah, biological. So yeah. I just, you know, stay in the in-laws' place.
I started looking at them like my siblings now. That's, you know, that's how I look at them now. Y'all my siblings.
How?
Because that's how granddad and grandma said it was, you know, because they said they never had a brother. And he was like, you do got a brother. And they thought granddad was about to tell about some nigga he didn't, some baby he had outside the family. They was like, who? He's like, Germ. It was like, so, yes, they're my siblings.
You're not their siblings, sir. That is your mama aunt and auntie. And you are not their brother.
Yes.
You are not their brother. So don't you even process that in your head.
I'm going to start calling by their first names, though.
Uh-uh. No.
I'm going to be like, hey, Cat, Pud, Mert, what's going on?
Sir. Just know your rules.
But yeah, man. Fair Union 22 in the books. I finally went to one. It's been a while. The last one I went to was like 17, 16, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I know
like last... I said, if y'all really want to do something, y'all need to start every other year.
I mean,
it really needs to.
I guess Pride won't let them do it because they've been doing it every year for so long. But
yeah, I mean, I understand, but it's going to happen.
Do it big, yeah,
I can tell you, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
When the young people get to doing it, they're going to have to. They ain't going to have no choice.
I'm like, shit, you want to do one this year? I mean, shit, it is the 70th year.
So it's
we might as well do one. That'll be dope. But anyway, that's all for my week, / family reunion recap, man. I know it's family reunion season, so tell me about y'all's if y'all going. Y'all didn't have one this year, did you?
Nope, we have one next year.
Okay.
We do ours in the odd years, unless it's something going on with you.
I got you. Well, speaking of family, we got a Texas family dines at North Carolina Waffle House, then robs it. Yo, let me ask you a question.
Niggas.
How bad was that food at that Waffle House that after you ate, you said, man, we got robbed this motherfucker? Or how good was the food at this Waffle House that made you want to rob that motherfucker? Well, let's hear the story. A Texas family who sat down for a meal at a Waffle House in North Carolina Monday before robbing it has been arrested, police said. The Hillsborough Police, that's around Durham, announced the arrest of the suspects on Wednesday, saying they received assistance from the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals. God, they got the U.S. Marshals in on this?
On some dumb niggas. I don't understand why, but go ahead.
Police identified the suspects as Tamiko Jones, Tony Lemon, both of Marshall, Texas, Diamond Walton of Longview, Texas. They are each charged with robbery with a dangerous weapon, conspiracy to commit armed robbery, and defrauding an innkeeper. Police said the suspects, who have similar outstanding charges from an incident in Minden, Louisiana, a few days before Monday's robbery, could be hit with additional charges. Police said the suspects were part of a family of six who entered the Waffle House in Shelby, North Carolina for a meal before committing the robbery. After a brief meal, police said Lemon drew a handgun and demanded money from the restaurant employees before fleeing to a nearby gas station. The suspects left in separate cars, one in a burgundy F-150 with Texas plates and the other a newer model Silver Ford Fusion, also with Texas plates. So, they dined and dashed when they robbed between them. I got no Queen Germ. Have you ever ran out on a meal without paying for it?
Never.
Never?
That ain't my thing. That's the reason why you had me so uncomfortable the whole time I was at them people event. Because that's something I don't do. I pride myself in the fact that I don't come places and I ain't pay my tabs. Like, that's some shit I don't...
Just don't eat nothing.
But I don't do that, period. I don't do that. That ain't my shit. Like, I mean, I was very out of my element. Like, no, I'm classy. Oh, yes, the fuck I am.
You was in your element.
No. I don't do that shit. That ain't me at all. So I didn't like it. But as far as dining and dashing, I didn't do that either. Like, I know people used to do that when we was in high school and college and stuff. But I always paid my tab. Like, man, hey, bring me my shit. Because what I'm not finna do, ain't nobody finna do all of that with me.
Let me tell you.
I'm not stealing no food.
man, we was in like summer camp and shit like that. Not summer camp, but like for football summer camp. So we'd go to Golden Corral. We paid one time, but we stole some plates. So what we would do is we would go in the little door, go sit down, because we already got a plate. You know what I'm saying? We go sit down, boom. And one time he got fucked up because a nigga asked for some water. And the lady asked to see a receipt. We ain't had no receipt. We had to get up out of that motherfucker. I mean, dining and dashing, that's no problem. I done ran out a couple places. Not really ran out. Maybe just slid out the side though. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, hey, not but because I ain't got the money, because it's just like.
Y'all like the thrill of
stealing. The thrill. The thrill. Have you ever stole gas before?
No.
Yes, you have. But okay. not really stole gas. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you just stole some gas before.
I mean, if I work somewhere.
Yeah, okay. But I'm talking about, like, you go to the pump. They turn it. This is back in the days where they would when leave the pump on.
When they used to turn the shit on.
Yeah, they'd just leave the pump on. The honesty system was at an all-time high. You know what I'm saying? So, you pull up to a pump. Start pumping. You see that motherfucker on? You pump. Hey, you might, hey, try to fill that motherfucker up. But then you gotta plan your escape. You know what I'm saying? Because once you get in that car, I mean, my homeboy, he used to steal gas all the time. This nigga didn't roll off with the pump one time, nigga.
I bet.
Broke that. You heard something. That goddamn gas. He ain't even take the goddamn nozzle out. So motherfucking scary. This nigga used to pull out in the street, nigga, in front of cars and everything. I was just like, Lord. And it used to be exhilarating. Until you get that notice in the mail, because somebody got your motherfucking
number.
Tag.
I'm about to say, they got your tag number. I don't play around with stuff like that.
I mean,
this one dude
was chasing the car one day, man. I was just like, dude, you're not going to catch this, bro. Like, dude, you're trying to be one hell of a nigga working for this gas station.
Because I know that I'm going to get away. You can't steal with, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you know that it's a high possibility. Like, when the probability is low that you're going to get caught, that's okay for me.
Yeah.
That y'all who are thrill seekers, y'all want to steal, and knowing that it's high chances that you're going to get caught up.
Yeah.
And I don't play them type of games.
I'm talking about niggas will steal with money in their pocket.
Oh, yeah.
And buy the shit. But yeah. But rather be like, no, nigga. Like, I'm not paying for this.
Yeah, but I didn't take nothing out of no stores when I was a shopper. Mm. I always had the inside scoop.
I got you. Like, you know, when you're an employee, I find a lot of merchandise somehow makes it out of the store. I don't know how it does it, but you know, I used to
different little things.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. All the stuff that I was like, I would never pay for this, but it's cool.
Neat. Yeah,
yeah, I gotta have it. You know what I mean? But yeah, and I'm glad I grew out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because you know,
I think it's just that you work someplace that you don't have those things.
I mean, no, it's just I also grew out of.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? Like, just buy it. Like, it's okay. Not. It's okay. It's okay. You can buy it. You know, that's what I had to tell myself.
You can, but you don't have to. Because trust and believe.
But yeah, man. Shout out to all them niggas with sticky fingers out there, man.
As long as you ain't pulling no gun on a nigga, I ain't really calling this stealing.
Yeah, I can't put no gun on a nigga.
But if you talking about you just sliding some shit up out of there.
Yeah, just walk out. Like, you ain't have to.
You didn't even have to get the people.
Yeah, you could have ate the food and just walked out, so I ain't paying shit. And that charge would have been way less than what y'all dealing with now. But I think they ain't got they homeless or something. That's just how they move around.
But they ain't had that much money. I promise you.
I mean, nobody that more money than what you had in your pocket.
Yeah, but nobody has that much cash on them no more. Unless this is a dope boy or somebody.
I just need enough money to put some gas in his car to go on to the next Waffle House to eat and rob Ned.
Them niggas got two vehicles.
Yeah.
Y'all doing a lot.
They might have $150 in the register.
But that's what I'm saying. Is $150 worth your time for armed robbery?
That's two full tanks of gas. Let's move to the next city and rob them.
That's stupid.
Hey, man. I mean, that's just the life of a criminal.
You could just be working at the Waffle House. That's what we're going to do.
Fuck that.
All three of y'all
think I'm
going
to go to work
shift.
For 2 weeks to get a check when I can get some money today?
Y'all can eat fuck all out of the here. Grocery and be ready
that's
to
what
get
they,
you.
That's how niggas think. What? Work for 2 weeks then? Don't be on no job. Oh, you got to work a week in the hole, 2 weeks. What, niggas? So I got to work damn near a month before I get a check?
Hey.
Oh, fuck you.
And we did it. And
fuck
we did
you.
It with no problem.
Man, I don't like them jobs like that. You got to work a week in the hole, 2 weeks in the hole. Like, what the fuck that is? Like, why I can't get a check? Like,
why was that happening?
Yeah, like, why? Like, some jobs you go to, you get a check for a day or some shit. You came on, but I don't understand them shits. Where they make you work
at the wrong time of the pay period, and it's like,
what the fuck I got doing anything?
I done been in here all this time and ain't got nothing.
Yes, like that shit was crazy. I don't understand that. Hey, we need to talk to somebody about that, nigga. Like, I think they was getting over on us with that 2 weeks in the hole shit.
Yeah, got some explaining to do.
Armpit hair is back on the rise.
It's not.
Yes, it is. Did you look on the front of the GQ magazine? It just came in his house with the little white girl.
Yeah, but it's, guy, it's it shouldn't be.
But hey, it shouldn't be. The women now are starting to grow armpit hair back, and I want to know, Queen Jern, are you down for that?
Hell no. What y'all have to understand is the shit is nasty.
Yes.
That's not okay. Because see, some shit you just can't ever go back to doing. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
Because to me, I just feel like it's just unsanitary.
Yes, it's nasty. Like, on why? Men and women. Not just on yeah, women. On men and women.
Definitely.
Disgusting.
I don't understand what's the purpose that you think you, I mean, because people, I've seen some of these young girls. You walking around here and ain't just, you know what I'm saying, different nationalities and all kinds of stuff. I'm talking about young African-American females.
Yeah.
That's walking around here. And I'm talking about reaching up, hair coming out your little tank top and all kind of carrying on. And I'm trying to understand, you ain't got to wax it. Whatever your choice is, if you got to cut it, get some clippers, whatever you got to do. Get a razor. But that stuff is not intended to be there. Mm-hmm. Now, if you, I'm going to give you 60 on up. Because, see, that's some shit y'all might have been doing. But anybody younger than 59, you need to shave that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't okay. It ain't okay. That shit is not all right.
It's not. And I'm starting to see, like, this whole little trend and like, people posting it. And they just like, oh, they showing that shit is fucking nasty. I don't want to see it.
My thing is with people nowadays is people is lazy.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to call it what it is.
Yeah.
People are lazy.
Yeah.
It's one thing, because see now, you ain't going to respect a black woman who hair just nappy and tore all up. And you going to say at least you can do a little something to it. She can at least put a little grease in it. She can at least do da-da-da-da.
Put a part
da, da, da.
In your shit,
but
nigga.
Then these white folk come over here with their hairy ass armpits and y'all want to adopt that shit. That's some shit you don't do.
We cannot behave like them. Stop that.
I mean, why would you want that under your armpit? You really think that that's making you smell any better? I'm sure, I will promise you, that shit ain't helping nothing you got going on over there. Not no, you know what I'm saying, long hair and all that stuff. Now, you might have a little peach fuzz, that's one thing. If you a teenager, you know what I'm saying, you ain't quite got to that point yet in your life, that's another thing. But you a grown person. Grown people ain't supposed to be walking around here with no damn patch of hair up underneath their armpit.
Shit looks disgusting.
And if you hairy, period, any of that shit, all of it need to be shaved off. Because if you walking around here looking like Tarzan and whoever else, these Neanderthals, that's the shit that you need to manage
niggas,
that
niggas,
shit.
Niggas looking like niggas got whole fur on their body.
Yeah, like you niggas like a damn monkey and shit.
Like niggas with hairy shoulders. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck, my nigga? Like, they
like,
had hair on their back.
Like, coming
nigga
all about the top of your
I'm
shirt.
I'm like, god damn, nigga. Like, yo.
I mean, if you comfortable, be comfortable. But that's some shit right there that I ain't attracted to. I ain't even gonna lie. A nigga don't have a chance with me when he got hair on his chest or his back. I'm sorry. I'm not laying on that shit. I'm not. So if you got armpit hair, get rid of that shit. They got nail.
Yes.
Just don't get no chemical burn
get
on
that
you
magic
that shit
shave
on that too
long. Get that magic shave, nigga.
Get that shit from underneath.
That shit'll
there
never grow back. The chemicals will burn like 3 layers of your skin off, nigga. It'll never.
It'll
burn
like
all
the
epidermal
sound
level off. Look at that. SAT word, epidermal.
No, it's just not epidermal layers. Just dermal layers.
There we go. See? Dermal layers.
Yeah.
Queen Germ there for the correction.
I'm just saying because epidermal is just one layer.
Okay.
So then you talking about layers, multiple, it would be
derma,
various, yeah.
Gotcha. See? Hey, she's a scientist, people.
On
no bullshit.
Some days.
No
yeah
bullshit.
So go on here and do your thing.
Yeah, man. Cut your fucking arm hair. Don't be out here nasty,
if
people.
If nothing else, wash.
That's fucking disgusting.
Maybe the hair can be all right if you wash. Y'all just need to stop being lazy, though.
Yeah. Wear deodorant. Stop fucking putting lemons under your arms thinking that shit worked, nigga.
It don't.
Or not putting deodorant on at all, nigga, and you walk around with your natural essence. Nigga, we are not in the motherland, okay? We wear deodorant in America.
And it's more so, if you're going to not wear deodorant, you need to shave your damn underarm then. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you gotta give us something. You got to meet the people halfway. So if you don't want to wear deodorant, you got to shave that shit.
Got to.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
No ifs, ands, or buts. Shave that shit. You know, we like to talk about respecting wishes around here, right? And this person didn't respect their wishes, man. So, it said, an open casket funeral descends into vicious brawl between rival families because corpse was not cremated, Family sues funeral home. So I'm going to give you some bullet points about this. Shocking moment. This was in New York City. Families who spat at, punched, and kicked each other because corpse was not cremated. So, the family sued the funeral home. It said footage shows Ormella Ramos exchanging blows with in-laws during the funeral of husband Mark Anthony Humberto Ramos at an East New York funeral home. The fight was the culmination of years of tension between Ramos and her late husband's family and was over whether or not to cremate the deceased body. Ramos sued the funeral home after the fight, arguing that they failed to mitigate tensions despite assuring her that things would be kept under control. Ramos blamed staff at the funeral home for the incident, saying in a suit Wednesday in Brooklyn Supreme Court, saying she warned staff of numerous issues involving the family. She was charged with misdemeanor assault, which was dropped despite the footage showing she did participate in the brawl. She instead fled to another room with her six-year-old son, where staffers at the funeral home urged her to call the cops. So it's a video for this. They end up fighting at this funeral home because they didn't respect the man's wishes. Now, Queen Jern, in that situation, what you doing?
Well, because it has been brought to my attention that you would like to be cremated.
Yes.
Until further notice.
No, until that's what it is.
I mean, I'm just saying, maybe you may be enlightened and you may decide and say, hey, babe, I don't want to be cremated again. I would like to have a traditional funeral. And then we would like to do that if that's what you would like. I really understand how this can happen because I would like for you to have a traditional funeral. Mm-hmm. As I stated, I would like for you to agree that we can have a traditional funeral and after which we would not bury you, but then have you cremated. I just feel
that's
like
a waste of money.
It's not. Yes, it's not. It's going to be my money, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, because whether it's coming from your job, my job, you're dead. So it's going to be, in turn, my money in a little bit for the children. So to me, I just feel like I think that's decent. That's decent. Because I didn't just say, okay, fuck what you want. I'm going to have a regular funeral. We're going to have you dressed up and do all of this stuff that I know you don't want to do. But I think we can have you to be seen by the people.
I don't want to be seen.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
I want to be cremated.
And you will be cremated afterwards.
I just want to picture me up there. Nobody. I don't want to be laid there. Nah, I don't want that.
So we're going to have an urn up there with a picture.
You ain't got to have an urn there. Nigga, just have a memorial service and do
it. But then that's the thing. Y'all don't understand. You make things complicated because then you're going to have somebody coming out the woodwork. Somebody going to want a couple of sprinkles
in
here.
You can't get none.
And then somebody else going to want a little sprinkles and a trinklet. Nobody got time for that.
Can't get none.
But see, you dead. Now you creating problems for me.
Matter of fact, I'm getting pressed into a diamond that you can wear.
But you got to get two or three of them. Got to get something for the churn.
Well, I get something. All y'all have a little pendants. It'd be three little rocks.
Three little rocks. All right.
Yeah.
Well, just know I'm going to have a traditional service like I done told you many times before. Mm. So don't play no games with me. But I feel like people get confused because you get caught up in the emotion.
Yes. And you're not black, especially black people.
Them people was a lot of
Yeah, they're Ramos. So
they wasn't black.
They brown.
They brown, and they kind of like us too when it come down to
yes,
that.
Yes, they very emotional too.
And so.
And that's when you see the ugly side of family during the damn funeral and shit.
It's just the bullshit.
Motherfuckers be hurting. They don't know how to fucking deal with emotion.
But I don't PTSD. Even know if it's, I don't it's even PTSD. Know if it's so much of hurt. Some people just ain't shit. And they use that as an excuse because I done seen some things in my life. Mm. And I just feel like that ain't even nothing about nobody dying. That's about you not being shit because you wasn't shit before these people died. So you ain't shit now. Like, why would we expect this to bring out the best in you when it ain't nothing but the worst been there? Mm. We can't expect for you to do nothing different. This is who you are at your finest. And that's what's being displayed here today. So hurt. I just feel like
pain on top of
some of it might be pain, but a lot of it is greed. And people want to manipulate your ass because they think that, oh, because you're crying, you ain't paying attention. Mm-hmm. But them motherfuckers got their hand out and they going to get it for everything it's worth. So if you got the shit, what you better do is write it down in your will and say, I don't want nothing at this service but for me to be cremated and I don't want all that shenanigans. Mm. That's just what it would be. But like I said, tell your churn because either way it go, if I go first or whatever, make sure they know because mine know I want to have it I want to have it all. I want the Doves.
Oh,
the
Lord.
Shit, yeah. I want it all. And I'm talking about I want my casket open from head to toe. Ain't no cover that bottom half. I'm going to have on some shoes that y'all going to want to see. The shit is going to be lit.
And somebody going to be like, oh, I'm let me get them shoes.
Not if my baby got it going on. My daughter going to have that under control. She already know what it is. So.
Well, damn, man. Hate to be morbid, but hey, it's going to happen to all of us one day.
Yeah, one day.
You know what I'm saying? But we still here today and we got a show to do. So let's keep it moving.
Keep it coming.
I got to ask you a question, Queen Germ. Do you feel bad for people who put themselves in bad predicaments?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they don't know no better. They just do. Trying to do the best they know
how. So you telling me, a person that keeps, a dude that keeps picking the wrong kind of girl or the wrong kind of friends, or he just always find himself in a bad predicament. I can't feel sorry for you.
Yeah, because that's just like me. If I go out here and I got the rent money and I say, hey, they got these new $50 scratch offs, the Florida lottery, I'm trying to win $1 million. And I go out here and spend $550 on some scratch offs. And now I ain't got the rent money.
I can't feel sorry for you. I'm
you
upset.
Should, because
I'm
not. I gotta live somewhere. We gotta live somewhere.
Hey, look.
So then
I'm
I come
upset.
Back and I say, hey, babe. Funny thing happened when I went to go and pay the bill today. I saw the advertisement and I went and played a little bit. I thought I was gonna be lucky, and I wasn't. That you gotta feel bad for that,
no,
because
I don't.
That shit
I'm
changed
upset.
Everything.
I don't feel bad for you. You put yourself in a bad predicament.
You see think so?
Yes.
I didn't put myself in it because if I had the money to just go out and pay it and still do whatever else I wanted, I would have done that. I would have paid the bill. Then I would have went and played the lottery. No. But if I damn didn't have enough to do both and I made a choice and said,
you had enough to pay the rent. That's what you were sent out to do.
Okay. But then I said, hey, now I'm $550 short.
Once you deviate from that plan, it's your fault. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but no.
No, yeah, but no, nothing. No, it's
but
a yeah, but yeah.
Even with the nigga, you said a nigga with the bad women choices. Mm-hmm. If she got a nice body and that's what he like, if she got whatever going on, got a good job, cute face, whatever.
But you see the red flags.
But then the thing is, them the kind of people that he's attracted to, so he's hoping that this time it'll be different. And that she'll be the total package and not just be...
What
the
do they
looks.
Say about people that keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results?
They may be insane.
Okay. All
the
right.
thing about it is...
So how can you feel sorry for that person?
You got to. If you insane, you ought to feel sorry
how
for
how do you feel sorry for the girl to keep picking the wrong type of nigga? She know that niggas, I just love me a hood nigga. Or she seen... She had her out where the nigga did some dumb shit, and she was just like, you know what? I'm going to look past that, and maybe he'll change.
Good,
or maybe this. Why? You can't feel bad for people to put themselves in bad predicaments.
Now,
they if
don't
you just
know
have
no
bad luck, that's one thing.
Ain't no such thing as luck.
Yes, it is.
Ain't no such thing as luck.
It is.
It ain't.
That's where opportunity meets, what they say?
Honey, I don't know because it don't exist.
Preparation.
It don't exist. That shit don't exist. You out there, you going on the odds. That's what's real. That's what's real. The odds is real.
So you need
good
luck.
So you got to... No, it ain't that.
If
you
the odds are against you, you need good luck.
No, you don't. You got to keep going. You got to try enough times. That's why I'm in there with the 550. Because I'm trying enough times because I know something got to break. Something got to give.
If somebody spent $50, the first one, they won $1 million. That's luck.
That's not luck.
Yes, that's not
odds.
That's
the odds.
No,
that's
luck.
That's the odds working in your favor.
A motherfucker that hit the lottery more than one time, that's luck.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's luck?
Yes. That's luck.
Okay. I mean, I bought two tickets one day and got 10,000. So that really wasn't luck.
That was luck.
That was just the roll
luck.
Was in my favor that
luck.
Day.
Luck. You had good luck that day.
Okay.
Yes.
Then it was one time.
That day you ID'd that man that came in the store.
That wasn't luck.
Luck.
That was, that, now if we going to say
luck.
Bad luck, that's what that was. That's what the fuck that was. 20 long years I done paid for that shit. Should have been at home that day. Shouldn't have came to work. Should have called them.
Say you were supposed to be working at another store that day, right?
Was supposed to be working at another
but
show.
Fate,
and they asked me to come down.
Fates brought you there because something told you, I'm going to meet my husband today.
No, it didn't tell me that now.
Yes.
It didn't tell
something.
Me that.
Something told you when you went there that day.
It didn't tell me nothing. It just said, nothing. It was just
you
a said, surprise.
He was like,
fate. Oh my God, we going to this place. You going, oh, okay.
Wow.
Right.
You were just
let's
like,
keep
wow,
in touch.
I met my husband.
I said, I met this guy. He was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the surface. Then when you
that
dig
wasn't on the surface,
deeper,
that was the real guy.
You dig a little deep. That's the who you wanted me to see. That's what you just said.
That was the real guy.
That's who you wanted me
no,
to know.
No, you got the raw me. You got the real me. You know stuff about me that you're not supposed to know. Because me and you, I opened up to you as a friend. And so you know stuff that you're not supposed to know. So you were in the inner circle. You know what I'm saying? You were at the, you know what I'm saying, in the beginning. You still are. I mean.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. The word choice, buddy.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, people being in bad predicaments, you got to know that people need help to change the patterns, to do better, to make better choices so that they would not find themselves in
a predicament. So you can't feel sorry for them people.
You do. You do.
No.
You do.
If you trying, I don't feel sorry for you. But if you just keep doing the same dumb shit, I don't feel sorry for you. Like, if you keep going to a job and you ain't showing up, you're doing the same shit you're doing at your last job that you got fired from, I can't feel sorry for you when you get fired from this job. You know what I'm saying? I can't feel sorry for you if you're riding around without a license all the goddamn time. You get caught and you get, you know, all these little...
Yeah, you get banged up.
I can't feel sorry for you. You see what I'm saying? It's because you put yourself in a bad predicament.
I get it. But my thing is, if you put yourself in bad situations, you should be okay with whatever the outcome is. Now, I ain't going to say so necessarily like, oh, yeah, you gotta want to give me the $550 back, or you got to want to split the debt that I done created because I went out here hoping and wishing and praying that I was going to hit it big tonight. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't sit here and be an asshole and be a I told you so I come and tell you that I done lost half the damn rent money.
You got to let people know I told you so when they fuck up. So that way they don't do that dumb ass shit again. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you think.
100%.
It's been times when I should have told you that then.
Hey, wait, why didn't you do that?
Because I tried to save your life.
Don't save my life. Let me know. You fucking up, nigga. Do some dumb shit like that again, nigga. That's what you supposed to say. You don't want people around, no yes men around you that just let you fuck
yes
around.
Nothing. I ain't no yes nothing. I just tried to help you because you was beating yourself up so bad.
Well,
till I said, well, I guess I ain't going to stick my foot all in
you
it.
You should have.
I just,
made me,
you
hey,
know,
hey,
I
kick a man when he down.
I said,
kick
I
a motherfucker when he at his lowest, kick that nigga again, make him go lower, nigga. So once you go ground out, you can't go nowhere but up. You know what I'm saying? You know, you gotta get your dick in the dirt before you motherfucking come out that motherfucking hole. You know what I'm saying? Because your dick ain't in the dirt. You ain't coming out the hole. You still got lower to go. You know what I'm saying? So once that, you see, you think it, hey, ladies, men too, you think your spouse is at their lowest, your mate is at their lowest, kick them. Make sure they get to that lowest so they can come back up.
Delete, delete, delete.
Just saying, man. That's how you help people. When they at they like you see that homeless person out there on the street, don't give them no fucking money. They got poor money management. That's why they on the fucking street. You gonna get this man $10 for him to go get high, drunk, whatever the fuck he gonna do. Yep. He's gonna be right back out there tomorrow doing the same fucking thing. You know why? He got poor money management.
That's fine.
Don't just go out here giving these people money.
They need it though.
No, they don't.
They need it.
It's
they
greed.
Need to eat every day.
They got see, bad luck.
That's not it. Because, you know, they're better people than you think they are.
I didn't say they were bad people at all.
I'm not saying bad management. People. I'm saying better in the vision that they have.
No, they're not. They don't pay no fucking bills.
And
they
that's
ain't
what
I'm going
to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Just why. Because they trust in the universe, God, whomever they believe in, to provide for them daily. They ain't looking for next week. They ain't looking for the next pay period. Every day they go out. And okay with whatever they get. If they get $5 a day, they fine. If they get $5,000, they even better. So the people go out there, they trusting.
Okay.
That the environment, whatever they have put out there, is going
to
come back to them. Whereas we busting our head out here.
You know what else the environment providing for them?
What?
Rain, sun, cold. That's what else the environment provide for their ass. So they counting on the environment. They better hope that environment is nice. Shit. But yeah, man. Like I said, people, don't feel bad for people that keep putting themselves in bad predicaments. Queen Jern said feel bad for them.
I ain't say you got to feel bad, but you should sympathize with the situation.
Nah, man. I can't.
You ain't got to be all down in the dumps or nothing. Like, you really in that situation.
If
but
I go do it, then what's going to happen? You going to feel bad for me if I just go out and start smoking crack?
Hey,
you
going to
leave me? You going to leave me?
Yeah.
Why you going to leave me? You got to feel bad for me.
I feel bad for you,
but
you
can't leave me.
I can't trust you.
I'm just
you
smoking
if you
crack.
If you smoking crack, baby, I can't have nothing.
Why not?
I
just smoke crack. What if I go to work every day? I go to work.
If you were a functioning crackhead.
I'm a functioning crackhead.
Then maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. If I don't think my shit going to get moved
out
of here.
No, as long as I go to work every day, I got money.
You got money, but you ain't gonna have money.
I just smoke enough crack to get me. I don't get cracked out. I just like to hit a rock. I hit me a little hubba every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to examine that from afar. Cause that right there in my house. Cause crackheads do different shit now.
Yeah.
They
but you don't be out with crack for like 30 minutes.
They roll with different type of people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you coming in here with people who smoke crack, now see that's
I ain't going. No. I'm be just in here just cracked out by myself, man.
That's what you say.
Maybe you every once in a while you get to smoke a little bit.
I ain't gonna smoke no damn crack. I know what a crackhead look like. I don't want no parts of that shit. You don't even have to worry. I would never ask to hit a crack pipe. Never. Ever. No, sir.
Oh, Lord, man. Let me stop. Mm-mm. Well, y'all, man, it's a top 10 time, man. Top 10 time. When we do over here, we do a list of 10 things. It could be cities. It could be anything. But it's going to be 10. And this week, we did the top 10 city with the least attractive people. I don't know if we did this or not, maybe, but who cares? We're going to make it live if we did. Sure, be easy. Well, actually, on show 437, y'all did that one, but who knows?
Hey, give it to the people again.
Let's give it to them again, man, because I don't think it's the same.
Think we did.
It's been updated, okay? A new top 10 of ugly people, cities with the most least attractive people is what we're going to say. Nobody's ugly.
Nobody's ugly.
We're just going to call you low on the attraction scale.
Beauty is in the eye.
So, number 10, Detroit, Michigan. Y'all know it. It can't be a list without Detroit. If it's bad, it's Detroit's on the list. Number 9, we got Memphis, Tennessee. Wow. Number 8, surprise on the list, Atlanta, Georgia.
That's just because they have a lot of people. So you can't have the good without the bad.
Maybe just they mean like Atlanta, not like they're not Atlanta cities. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like Decatur is not Atlanta.
Because everything is not Atlanta.
Yeah, it's not Atlanta. Number 7, we got Tampa, Florida. Wow.
They just coming for the people.
Number 6, Cleveland, Ohio. That's crazy.
I know some good people there.
I know a lot of good people there. I mean, number 5, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I mean, I would assume there'd be some woofs up there.
The ones with the hairy armpits.
Number 4, yes. Charlotte, North Carolina.
That was a surprise for me.
Huh?
I said that was a surprise.
I know a city what ain't on there. Number 3, Spokane, Washington. Wow. Not surprised at all. Mm-mm. Number 2, Sacramento, California. A city in California with ugly people? No way.
Who would have thunk it?
And the number 1 city with the least attractive people is Baltimore, Maryland. Man. That's low.
That's not good.
It's not good. Damn. So, Queen Germ, of your top 3, what is your top 3 cities of least attractive people that you would live in?
I wouldn't want to live in none of these now.
Mm.
If we talking about to see ugly people. But if I'm going to say the city that I would most likely want to live in off the list would be Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte, and then Tampa.
Okay. My top 3 are Tampa, Atlanta, and I'm going to have to go Sacramento.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They heard it smell like cow shit out there, but
that's okay with you.
I mean, It's California, man. You know, it's better than your bottom 3.
And my bottom 3 would be Spokane, Milwaukee, and Detroit.
My bottom 3, say it with me, everybody. Detroit. That's our top 10 this week. The cities with the least attractive people. Come back next week where we'll do another top 10. We ain't going to do the prettiest because I know we already did that one. Yeah, I know that. So we're going to come with something else next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe Queen Germ will pick one.
Maybe Queen Germ will come with a top 10. Who knows? Wow. It's TV talk time, Queen Germ. We had no P-Valley this week, but, you know, we didn't talk about it last week. So, we're not going to give y'all a whole recap of the show. We just want to know your feelings of the season so far.
So, P-Valley has been very interesting to me. Like I said before, I'm all for the love stories. That's just, you know, who I am. I love to see people in love, no matter, you know, as long as it's not interracial.
We don't love to see people in love.
I said what I said, nigga. And therefore, I was really rooting for Lil Murda and his little homeboy.
Big T.
Yeah, Big T. I couldn't remember it. And it was just so emotional for me to process that whole scene where Big T committed suicide in the car with Lil Murda right there.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. I mean, by now, they should have seen it.
Yeah.
And if they haven't, they really not fans of the show. Okay. But it's just like, it's so much of that happening these days. And I guess, you know, like they say, it's imitation of life or whatever. But it's just the fact that we, the black people, we have to really do a better job of trying. I mean, some people are not sympathetic to these type of situations. But I just really feel like when we see stuff, you cannot blame yourself. But we just got to try to be a little more caring, a little more loving, a little more attentive to our family and friends who are battling with mental health illnesses, because it's a lot. Like, you never know, and you can't, like I said, you cannot blame yourself, but just give it all you got. Like, don't turn your back on nobody. Don't try to make people feel like they out here by themselves, because a lot of stuff that people deal with, we don't know, because we do a good job of hiding it because we've had to for so long. It's like we think that that's the norm, that, you know, you just don't burden other people with your problems. But sometimes if this thing can't, I mean, it got you, you can't sleep at night, you can't eat, you can't think of nothing else but this thing, and it's something negative like harming yourself or whatever, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta think about something that you can do that would be beneficial. Because now they say the National Hotline for Suicide Awareness or Suicide Prevention is 988. Instead of, I guess it was a long digit number with the area.
It wasn't a number that was a quick quick call. You like, nigga, it was a whole bunch of digits. It wasn't nothing like a word or nothing like that. Yeah.
So now they do have it. And although they say they got to get some more people to help manage it, because with this, you know, it's a high volume. We still in
pandemic,
the
pandemic. All this stuff is really a lot to motherfuckers, man. Like,
People are unraveling.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, that's the thing. It's like the survival of the fittest. Not only could COVID kill you, you may develop some things
depression, or some things that
get worse.
You go from seeing people all the time to
not seeing people,
you know, and then it's just weird. Like, especially for the social people, you know, people that like being around people and everything, they just like, oh shit, like, you know, I really don't like being by myself. Or you had to learn a lot about yourself during this pandemic. But going back to P-Valley, I think the writing this year on P-Valley been pretty good. It's been pretty good. Like, they have developed the storyline more than what it, you know, first season, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They got a lot of more little stories inside the bigger story. And I'm going to be honest, the writing on P-Valley has been better than the writing on The Chi this season. 100%. 100%. I think the writing on P-Valley has been light years ahead of The Chi. You know, we'll talk about The Chi after this. But as far as P-Valley goes, the scene with Big T and Uncle Murda, like I said,
Lil Murda.
I don't know why I keep calling him Uncle Murda. But Lil Murda and Big T scene was, you know, it was pretty, it was like, I'm going to say Lil Murda, that was some good acting from both people in that situation. It was, not saying it hit close to home, but it was kind of, it was real as you can get, because, you know, everybody can relate to that. Big T had a lot of childhood trauma that carried on into his life. You know what I'm saying? There was a reason why he was, you know what I'm saying? And so we got to understand that a lot of the trauma that we romanticize and all that in the black community, we don't know what that did to us. You know what I'm saying? So we need to get to a point where we can understand these feelings and you know, not, you don't have to be tough all the time. Not saying you got to be your crying ass bitch, but
that's, see, that you,
but
you,
it's just saying, you ain't got, I mean, nah, something wrong, you just walk around here crying all the fucking time. Like, you can't, you got it, something, but you have to, you know, admit you got some problems. Crying and going out to yourself, drowning yourself in alcohol and drugs and shit, that's not the answer. Get some fucking help. Talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying?
But don't take advantage, and don't take advantage of people when they share their shit with you.
Exactly. Don't,
like, if you know that that's shit too heavy for you, you don't go and, you know what I'm saying, divulge their information to other people. Oh my God, you know King Jerome came and told me da 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 da. That ain't the shit you do. Yeah. Like, if you got to holler it out into a pillow somewhere, that's, you get it off your chest if that's what you want to do. But don't go and tell them people business because they trusted you with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, help them, lead them in the right direction to get some help, but don't take advantage of people and them weak points either now.
Yeah. So check out P-Valley. It should be coming back this week. They took a week off, and so they should be back. Oh, yeah. Before we get over with P-Valley, let's go back. What's her name? Mercedes? She fucked the bag up. Well, not she her. Didn't. What? What you mean?
I'm saying she didn't mess it up.
She's struggling right now. She needed that fucking money.
She done got some from the people.
But she was supposed to get $40,000 more. Yeah, and then, you know, when he took that $40,000 back, you know, because she should have took the money when he set it on the table, but she didn't. She thought that she was going to get it after Lil Swerve went down. But then the wife, you know what I'm saying, she fucked that up because she got too much involved. And the nigga, he was hitting it. And then he realized, like, hold on.
Y'all hoes done been together.
Yeah, he's like, I know what the fuck going on here. He said, yo ass gay, nigga. Like, and his wife was like, we've been married this long. You ain't know I like women. And you know what I'm saying? And so
that whole thing. She didn't even have to do all that because she knew what she was doing, though. I believe she a hater. Because you can't tell me you know your nigga. You know the nigga jealous. So why the hell would you even do all that?
Why you getting jealous, my nigga? That's my whole thing. I wouldn't get jealous.
My thing is, you done put me in an awkward situation any
goddamn way. Hell yeah.
So how the fuck
what the fuck was I supposed to just sit here
and watch you and this bitch get together?
Yeah, like, come on. I'm going to participate. Like, so what now the fuck? I'm supposed to be sitting here rubbing your back while you fucking her?
Yep.
Patting you on the head? Like, yo, helping, thrusting you in and out, nigga? Really? Like, what the fuck you want? What do you want from me? You know what I'm saying? So, and one more storyline. What's the name? Autumn Crazy? Whatever
the fuck. Autumn Night.
Autumn Nights. Now, her and this club selling thing. Now, she...
She gonna fuck around and die.
Yeah, because you can't. Okay, yes, you did give up the money to save the paint, whatever like that.
But that's some stolen money.
And we also covered up a fucking murder for your motherfucking ass.
Thank you.
So you need to be a little more humble, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You around here talking about something? It's fine getting $10 million and what Uncle Clifford cut a 30%. He get 30% of whatever she get. So you know, but. You know, because...
And like he said, what you gonna do? He looking out for the girls he got.
Yes.
So, it's like, okay, you say all this, but then I can't go and take the $3 million and run off into the, you know what I'm saying, to the hills.
Yeah, buy another... I'm trying to look at a whole
nother club and then establish something for these girls here. That's gonna take everything I got.
Yeah.
Whereas you take your $7 million and go the fuck on.
Yeah.
And you ain't worried about nothing I got going on over on this side.
With your stolen fucking money.
Yeah.
From your insurance money of you dying, but your ass still a motherfucking lie.
Thank you.
Come on, bitch. Stop it. So, now, that's all for P-Valley.
It's not, because you should be talking about how the cracker done beat this girl up.
Oh, man, well, she been getting beat up. She been getting beat up. Mississippi, a.k.a.
But I'm saying the nigga taking the damn battery out the car, don't want the girl to run.
She
tried to
run away. She tracked on the phone. The one story they had with the Cinderella story was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Was
it? With the nasty nigga trying to rape her?
I mean... That was the manager tried to rape her and then he got killed. Yeah. So I don't know if we talked about it. No, we didn't talk about it because we was gone. And when we came back, we didn't talk about it. So yeah, I forgot what his name was. Rail Moan or something like that.
Rome, I think.
Rome. He got killed because he tried to rape. He's only thing he was just doing nice for her because he was trying to get in with her.
Yeah, he trying to fuck.
Yeah, he was promising her hair deals, and the hair deal fell through. But he got this stripper shoe for her. I think he just wanted her to wear that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That sound more like,
yeah, it wasn't accurate. No motherfucking deal. Because like she said, this is just a niche market. She was like, I'm just selling the strippers. Yeah, like,
everybody want to get the hair.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, but, you know, he don't have to worry about him no more. Thanks to Wody. Wody hit, gave him some fentanyl and took him on up out of here.
The upper room, baby.
Because he also had a video of Lil Murda.
Doing something gay.
Yeah, I don't know if it was Big T or what. I don't know, but he had.
Big T or Uncle Murda. I mean, Uncle.
See, now you calling him.
Yeah, because I'm mixing up with
Clifford.
You.
It was Uncle either Clifford. Yeah, it was either Clifford or Big T. Who knows? Lil Murda might have been a hoe out. A little thought in these streets could be fucking everybody.
He cute, though.
So, now we're done with P-Valley. Let's move on to the Shy. As I mentioned earlier, P-Valley's writing me better than the Shy. And the Shy, it's shying right now. Like, I don't know where they're going with this story. How reasonable is a killer running for city council?
They done expunged his record, and now I don't got give a fake a fuck. Girlfriend. And
he got a fake, but then, on the last show, a lady started asking questions about the trans community. Obviously, this is a trans lady. You know what I'm saying? And he is just enamored. I mean, you see the stars in his eyes, like, this motherfucking love. And his boy even had to tell him, like, look, man, it's 2022 or whatever. You don't have to live in the shadows no more. Yeah. He said, you can live your life, nigga. Like, you ain't got to fake for the people. Like, yo, if you like, because it was something about this woman. I mean, obviously you could tell, like, this woman ain't always been a woman. But she might have felt like a woman, but she definitely was in the post-op stages and stuff, and he was in love. And it's to the point
that... And it was tacky because you're supposed to have a girlfriend. Yeah, so your girlfriend in the room...
Yeah, she had to come and rescue you because she seen that you was just like, why?
Finna fuck it up.
I mean, you didn't exchange numbers and talk about how you want to go take her out and everything.
Want her to know the real you.
Know the real you. You know what I'm saying?
So you sound like you trying to eat something.
And then Otis Perry and his wife, she's back in the mix. They done took over the little center. Basically, he said he was going to legitimize and get some clean money in there so they can get up under Quentin's thumb. And she's in charge of, you know, she's now
fundraising.
Fundraising against celebrities to talk about this little home and get donations. And he basically told her, like, yo, if you don't let her be down,
you fired.
And so
he told his girlfriend.
Yeah, he told his girlfriend that, you know what I'm saying? That his wife is going to now come in
and run her shit.
So that's that storyline. Then you got Jake and his girlfriend. She's pregnant. She wilding out, not taking school seriously. All her daddy plans going out the fucking window.
And now she's pregnant. That fucks up everything. Yeah,
you pregnant, smoking weed, your grades dropping, you fucking with this hood ass nigga. Jake gonna catch the blame.
Oh, yeah.
Just know Jake gonna get blamed for her, you know, everything, her demise. You know what I'm saying? Because
as he should.
Why, Jake? Jake was like, you know, I mean, she wanted a bad boy.
His daddy.
You can't blame Jake for her bad mistakes. We just talked about that. She put herself in a bad predicament. She knew Jake wasn't good for her. Once he wasn't going to that school no more.
He could have been, but he wasn't. And so you around here with all these ghetto ass people, and now you telling me I done got you with all this stuff here, and you telling me I done give you the best of the best.
Upper hand in life. And this the best
you can do? No, baby.
And here you are getting pregnant by some hood ass nigga.
Thug. Old dirty thug.
Can't even make the basketball team. This nigga ain't got no fucking goddamn attributes. What is Jake good at?
Nothing. Being pretty.
Yeah. Dressing. Thugging. That's what I'm saying? That's all Jake good at.
Talking shit to the police.
Hell yeah. Getting his ass whooped by the police. Then you got Emin and Keisha. They might as well just go ahead and get it over with because Emin around here sneaking with his baby moms. She's suspicious. She knows something going on. She calling Emin.
But she shouldn't be worried about it. She live with a whole nigga.
Hell yeah, but still, it's your homegirl. How your homegirl gonna take your nigga?
Hey, you gave him up. He's for the streets now. Yeah,
but you sat there. Nah, man, that ain't right.
She been fucking the nigga.
Not after. I was fucking the baby mama first. EJ like 9. So, Emin, like, you know what I'm saying? They were fucking, like, after the baby mama. So she still don't know.
Like I said,
Keisha a dirty motherfucking chick. Not. How you hanging around a girl? You didn't fuck
love,
the nigga.
You in love.
Man, that shit don't matter. Stop it, man. Stop it. Then you got a situation with Dre and Kevin's mom
trying to be
foster
girl.
Parents of the you know Kevin's sister, homegirl. You know, one that ain't got nowhere to go. I don't know what they're gonna do.
And the brother locked up.
Yeah,
for
like
awaiting a murder trial or something.
I mean, she's 16. Like, what the fuck? I thought you could.
Just, I thought you could emancipate.
Yourself. Yeah, you could emancipate yourself. I mean, you ain't got no. Like, why did the state give a fuck about a 16-year-old? I don't think they give a fuck about a 16-year-old.
I don't think so either. Maybe she's 15 then.
Yeah, maybe she's 15. Who knows? What else we got? Yeah. That's about it.
My girl tore it up. She did a little freestyle at the party.
Oh yeah, Maisha, she back rapping and she's about to get managed by Jake's girlfriend. And then Emmett's mom and what's my man name?
Darnell.
Yeah, Darnell and Emmett mama back together.
Love it.
And Darnell, he turned over a new leaf. You know what I'm saying? He stepped up to the plate. Shout out to Darnell, man.
Yeah, he said he's trying to do better by the girl.
Yeah. And that's basically it for the shot, man. It's really hard to get through now. I mean, I'm watching it just out of habit, but the writing this season has sucked. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know what direction the show is going on, but not impressed at all.
They're going back to the good old days.
Yeah, so we're going to have to find some more shows to watch.
All the old relationships back together.
It's just stupid.
Doing a little something. It's just stupid.
You wrote yourself into a god doggone circle. Speaking of circles, it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad.
Black.
Cinema.
Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here. It was with me and Queen Germ. Act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we just make them up. This week, situation goes a little something like this. Son tells mom he's not going to college. I'm going to be the son, you're going to be the mom.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. I mean, I could have been the mom, but I'd rather let you be the mom. Queen Germ, are you ready? Mom had the whole life planned out for the son. He graduates high school. Good grades, good everything. Then he tell mom he not going to school. Are you ready, Queen Germ?
I guess.
Here we go. Action.
What you got going on? Hey, how you doing?
Playing a video game, mom. What's up?
I need to talk to you for a minute.
What's up?
These people done sent some letters here talking about some. You done missed the orientation and all that?
Oh, about that. I don't think I'm going to college, mom. I don't think that's for me.
So why not?
I just don't think it's for me. I'd rather, you know, I want to focus on other things, you know. So I got some friends that's going camping in Europe, you know, for weeks and stuff. And I just really want to explore life. I don't want to be, you know. I just got out of school. I've been in school for 13 years. And I just don't.
Do you realize, like, what that means, what that looks like?
Man, let me just turn this game off. Okay. Mom, what you mean what it look like? It look like I'm making my own decision. I mean...
Okay, but you have no money.
I could find a job and do something. I mean, shoot. I got a little bit of money from graduation.
Okay, so you got a couple of $1,000s.
I mean...
And you want to do what? You gonna
take your money? I don't know what I want to do, but I know what I don't want to do, okay. And that's go to school.
And I know what I won't do is have a grown-ass man in my house that ain't doing nothing.
I mean, Mom, listen. See, that's the problem with parents. They want to put their kids out all the time, all fast and stuff.
Nobody said put them out.
I'm not ready for the world. Why can't I explore? Why can't I find myself?
You lost?
I'm not lost. What I'm saying is I just don't feel like... What can school teach me?
A lot.
But what am I going to school for? You see what I'm saying?
It would be up to you. You can choose.
I don't know. Nothing. What I want to do is not on this. They don't have it at the school.
Okay, what do you want
to
do, sir?
I mean, to be honest with you, me and a couple of my friends, we're thinking about starting a rap group.
Sir, you got to know something so you could rap about it.
I mean, what you
mean? You don't wake up and just say,
I'm pretty good. Have you heard my music, Mom? Have you heard my music?
The shit you be blasting in the bathroom?
Yeah, that shit is... What
it's
you
not,
mean?
It's not it.
Look, you don't it's know, Mom. Look, let me show you. I got 75,000 followers on Twitter. I got 100,000 followers on TikTok. Hey, look, I got 90,000 on Instagram. I think I could do this.
Okay, sir. That sounds like something you can do on the weekend, right?
Mom, you can't. If you're going to do it, you're going to have to be fully involved.
Sir.
I can't. Like I said, I really don't think the classroom is for me.
So... Where should I forward your mail?
What you mean? You put me out?
You can't live here like that. We gotta have jobs and or...
I mean, okay, I'll find a job if that's what is the case for me to stay here, but I'm not going to school.
Why not? But you need because a skill. You need a trade. Even if you go
over there...
My
trade is rapping. That's going to be my trade, and I'm pretty good at it.
Rapping
lyrics.
What? Gifts?
Mom, I'm telling you.
Sir.
I'm doing a little open mic next week. I want you to come out and show. I can show you how good I am.
Okay.
Trust me, I'm gonna make it.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
I just need.
But
you
I can't
to understand.
Go to school, Mom.
You have to. You don't have a choice.
I
don't. Like
I
you
do have
should
a choice.
Do something that will be beneficial.
I'm rapping. That's beneficial.
Okay. You do a. Really
you see how
good
much
job.
Money rappers make?
Sir, but how many rappers make it?
A lot.
Not.
Moneybagg Yo.
Who was that?
Rod Wave. Come on, these rappers are making it.
They're making it, but they have...
And I can rap better than them.
You think so?
I know so.
Hit something right now.
I'm not finna do that. You wouldn't know what was good or bad.
Well, you want me to come
out
here
and see
you?
You still listen to the Fugees, Mom.
And what's wrong with the Fugees?
I'm not even gonna go there. But look, Mom, look. Like I said, I'll take a year, a semester, a year off to see how this rap career goes. And if it don't, man, then we'll think about it. We'll rethink the school thing in a year, okay? How about that? I'll make
a
deal with you. Huh? I just need a year to myself. I'm not mentally ready to go to school. I just can't do it.
That sounds like a cop-out.
It's not a cop-out. It's
not
just being honest.
Responsible.
It's being honest. I don't have the mental capacity. See, that's the thing. Y'all people just want to put so much stress on the kids today.
Ain't no stress.
It's not fair.
Ain't no stress.
It's not fair.
Get your shit together.
That's what I'm trying to do. And by being a rapper, I will have my shit together.
Okay.
Going to school ain't it, Mom.
It is. You can be an electrician.
Just because you went to school, mom, don't mean I need to go to school.
You can do anything. You can do anything. You are very intelligent, and there's no reason for you to be sitting around here playing on that stupid box. Every time I turn around, you in here playing
mom,
on that game.
Mom, it's for people to make good money playing video games for a living.
Hey, sir, you're talking about rapping, making good money.
I might just start being an e-gamer. Money.
Shit, you better do something.
Matter of fact, I think I'm going to start a Twitch today, and I'm going to start playing video games. Cut! Bad Black Cinema, y'all. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. You know, y'all know how we do it around here, man. If you got something you want us to act out, send it in. Hit us up. It's at Frocast on Instagram, at the Frocast on Twitter. It's time to read some rap lyrics, y'all. It's Queen Germ's time. Around here, we read rap lyrics. We read them in an office voice, a professional voice, our proper voice, any kind of voice you want to read them in. Just make sure you read the damn lyrics. Queen Germ, you ready?
I think so.
Let's hear them.
Here it go. That's right. My name is Yo-Yo. But no, I'm not a Duncan. As I rap, chilly chill, bring in the funk. And I steal your man. That's if he's a hunk. And he'll call me baby yo. Or even pumpkin. I may be baby buttercup. Or even Miss Yo. We had dinner, and now we drinking Cisco. Hit the slow jams, it's getting cozy. You're home alone, so now you're getting nosy. You're kinda young, so of course, you had to call my place. Hang up in my face, it's a sad case of who your man's giving the dollars. What? Yep, I put lipstick on his collar. At home, he's gotta listen to your holler. But he'll slap you and sock you, so why bother? But if you come knocking at my door, I'll smoke you. Tell him, ice.
That was Yo-Yo with You Can't Play With My Yo-Yo. Shout out to her. I heard a song on the radio. I said, I get Queen Jern to read that verse, but you know Queen Jern. She's always got to put her sauce.
And y'all love it. Y'all love it. It keeps getting better. Y'all got put it down there. Put it. Let the people know what it bees like. Y'all know y'all love it. I'm better at this thing.
HBCU Confession is when I go to the HBCU Confessional Twitter, grab some tweets. And this one goes a little something like this. I like to be choked when me and my boyfriend having sex. Yes, I'm gay. Y'all get over it. Couple nights ago, we were drunk and high as fuck. He choked me and I must have blacked out. I came to with him laying beside me smoking. I feel some type of way because he literally kept fucking while I was passed out. Should I be concerned about this or am I just tripping? Benedict. Queen Germ, react.
First of all, you wanting to get choked long enough for you to black out. Like, at what point in the choking?
Niggas ain't had no safe word.
Exactly. Did you not start to feel a little woozy?
Once you get past that point, you start, that oxygen get cut off and you doze off. I mean, hey.
But you could have been dead, my nigga.
Could have.
Like, and y'all comfortable with this type of shit. Maybe, then you talking about something. Should I feel some type of way?
Maybe he saw him breathing. He's like, oh, he's still breathing. He just knocked out.
And maybe he did. Maybe he didn't give a fuck. He bust his nut and he was like, okay, well, if I'm laying next to a corpse, so be it. And I'm going to smoke this blunt cigarette, whatever the hell it was, and it's going to do what it's going to do. And we'll wake up in the morning and deal with whatever we got to deal with at that time. But I'm like the kid talking about some, first of all, you talking about some get over it, I'm gay. That ain't even the issue. The issue is your ass was unconscious. Okay, so
that's... You like to be choked, though.
You like being choked, but you don't want to die. So if you concerned and you looking at the nigga that done choked your ass out and fucked you while you was knocking on heaven's door, then you want me to sit here and feel sorry for your dumb ass?
They say if you choke a girl, it's one of two things. Either she call your daddy or call the police.
I don't think so. Because if she dead, she ain't doing none of them. All I can tell you is that ain't it. That ain't the move, sonny.
Hey, so.
That ain't the move, son.
Is he more upset that the man just sat there smoking?
I think that's what the problem is.
That he woke up, he just wake up, see the man smoking, or the fucking, because, I mean...
He's saying that the person done fucked me while I was damn near dead.
Passed out.
And so, he's concerned, but the point is, why are you concerned? Because that's apparently what you wanted. Mm. You wanted to be... you wanted to give him the Bill Cosby experience.
He wanted to beat the BCE.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? He got it. You know what I'm saying? He came to, seen a motherfucker, you know, like Bill, like, hey, you just got to be careful, man, when you get choked.
That's
man.
Your boyfriend.
Have a safe word.
You shouldn't even feel no type of way about it. Y'all supposed to be in a relationship. Y'all started out fucking. Mm. So that's how it ended. That's just how it ended. You okay?
So what would you do in that situation?
I mean, if that's supposed to be something I liked, I don't think I want to be passed out.
Not even the choking situation. I'm talking about the fucking why you pass out shit.
If you saying like a regular pass out, like I'm asleep.
So we high, let's say we drunk as fuck. And we in there, we getting it on. You pass out doing the do. And I keep going.
Oh, I'm fine with that. Because I'm committed. I'm committed to the shit. Like, if I mean, did I say, oh, I'm done when I collapsed? Or did I say nothing? If I said nothing, then we it's a green light, child. Just going to get you, because clearly I'm out. I don't want to fuck up what you got going on.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you, I mean, I'm just being real. Like, I ain't no selfish lover. So, if we fucking, and I'm out. I done tapped out. Mm. And I ain't really tapped out. Keep going. Get you.
Damn.
Just make sure, you know what I'm saying, wipe my shit off at least, or put a little cover over me.
Leave you there all looking
Yeah, don't
like
leave
a donut,
me open up to the public.
Glaze the donut and
just
leave
me there. Then my damn
you
thighs up, sticking together.
You wake
together
up, I'm smoking, and you got the glazed donut. No.
And you just like, whatever, what's up?
Oh, what's up?
That shit was lit. I was wondering about you for a minute. I didn't know if you was going to come to or not, but I had already called my cousin to be on standby.
So if y'all like those kind of confessionals, go check them out. It's Keep It 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, man. Y'all got to be real with yourself. You know and I know that these damn U.S. Secret Service people, that shit ain't been permanently deleted. These text messages they talking about.
100.
Now, y'all done gone a whole year and some change from this incident.
We talked about.
Y'all insurrection people.
Oh.
Now, you're out here talking about something, you done deleted these text messages. It's permanently deleted. All them motherfuckers should be in prison because you done destroyed the people evidence. Now, how we gonna sit here and just be okay with this shit? Oh, well, the shit is permanently deleted. We don't know what it said. If they deleted the shit, you know what it say. It's some incriminating shit on there. Hey, right or wrong?
Hey, Tom Brady, when they asked him about his damn thing, he had broke the phone and everything. Like, hey,
I ain't mad at him. Because I throw the bitch out the window. You better do something if you know it's some shit on there.
Amen.
You done committed a crime or helped to commit a crime or whatever the hell going on, you better do what you got to do. But you can't tell me that the United States government can't retrieve these damn text messages. They telling me that they say they going to the phone company. Mm. The carriers can't get them. What the fuck?
Hey.
Y'all lying.
They did
Let
job.
It have been a nigga who y'all wanted to lock the fuck up.
They did their job.
They would have found whatever the hell they needed to put your ass behind bars. So that's the bullshit. They need to keep it 100 and going and let us see what these text messages say and stop lying.
These motherfuckers is cutting up. I told you, man, next time you go to court, act like one of these niggas, bro.
Yeah,
act like one of these niggas. They giving you the blueprint of how you conduct yourself in a courtroom. Do exactly what they're doing and your ass will go home. My Keep It 100, man. Hey, man, people, stop with these fake videos to go viral.
100.
I hate these shits. You had the mama with the son, the baby daddy, and the damn food. Now you got the girl show up to a date with 18 friends and call the nigga a broke nigga because he don't want to pay for her and her 18 friends to eat. The whole time you can see them laughing, doing it. Oh, you're just a broke nigga and all this. Stop. And then just to get the people talking, to get the controversy, you know, the two sides, to get the warring factions, stop this shit. I hate these fake. I mean, maybe you're doing it just to distract us. You know what I'm saying? To keep us motherfucking stupid. Cool. But stop with the fake shit. If it go viral, it go viral. Don't make no fake shit up. Because some of this shit be like, oh, so a camera just so happened to be set up
exactly when
this shit happened. Like, stop it. Stop
like,
it.
Like, how like
now, if a motherfucker yelling at you come in on the tail end, but you ain't going to catch the beginning where a motherfucker just walk up and do some wild shit. Like, nigga, that shit fake.
Yeah.
And then y'all people that fall for it, Y'all even worse. So people, stop with the fake viral videos. I hate it. I hate it. Winner or loser time, Queen Germ.
Well, they say three times a charm, but we're going to go with four this time. So my winner this week has to be Jennifer Lopez, also known as J-Lo.
100.
Also J-Ho. Known as Jennifer Affleck now, because she done got married again. She was then now.
She got more rings than LeBron.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. You get them how you can get them. So I say my winners this week would be J-Lo and Ben. They got married this week. So
wow. Congratulations.
Love, love, love.
My man, my winners this week, man, Desus and Mero.
100.
The news came out. Desus and Mero are done. They beefing on Twitter. The show's over. The last show was June 23rd. There's no more podcasts. And they had a great run. They was one of the first people from Black Twitter to make it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they had five seasons on Showtime. They had like two seasons on Viceland. That 1 year on Complex. So they had a nice little run.
So what you think was the reason why they fell apart?
I mean, it's just two different ways. Like people, you know, you start, you know, once you get to a certain point, you know, one person start going one way, one person either happy at the way they're going or, you know, doing something else. And then you just can't come together on things anymore. So, you know, it happens. And you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just want to make them my winners for, you know, what they did. And they gave a lot of people hope that they can make it too off Twitter and they can make it, you know, these niggas turn jokes on Twitter into a fucking job. You know what I'm saying? And so shout out to them for the run. I hate to see it end like this, but, you know, all good things come to an end, man. Got any losers, Queen Jern?
Yes, my loser this week got to be Stephen Dettelbalk.
Loser.
Balk. He is the newly named ATF director. This man don't want to do nothing about no gun control. He's sitting up there dodging all the people questions on the interview. I know you don't want to scare your friends up and all that bullshit, but y'all got to say something about this shit. It's too much of these school killings, and y'all want to sit here. I'm just saying, y'all niggas, you got to start somewhere.
You
gonna
shoot up a school with a handgun.
You could, but your ass gonna get shot before it's all over with. Damn. You got
I still got my shit off.
But you ain't gonna get that much shit off. Damn. You ain't finna do 19 of them with no handgun.
I can't, you ain't gonna move. You ain't strapped like John Wick.
Like I said, all I can tell you is it's shit that need to be handled. If y'all the same motherfuckers who hollering about you can't have no abortion, you care about life all the time. Care about life from the beginning to the end. No. Don't you be around here hollering about have a baby for us to kill them later. That's the shit I'm not fooling with.
We need taxpayers. We need you to get that Social Security card. But they ain't gonna get to be taxpayers. Once you born, you get a Social Security number. I don't give a fuck about you no more.
Like I said, and that's what you demonstrating when you allowing these people to do the shit that they doing. Damn. But you gotta take some type of control with this thing. People ain't gonna be limited and all this other bullshit they try to say. You got to do something because it's too much of the foolishness going on. You keep finding out that people have mental illness. You keep finding out all this other stuff about them. But yet and still, it's keep happening. How you learning from mistakes, but it keep repeating itself. And I'm talking about in short periods of time. This shit ain't taking no decades to reoccur. The shit happening every day.
Yeah, that's the world we live in. My loser this week, all these people that got offended by, I was watching a baseball game this weekend. It was the Yankees and the Red Sox was playing. And during one of the commercial breaks, they put the emblems of the Yankees and the Red Sox over this little area on TV. I didn't know what it was. But next thing I know, Twitter exploded. People were upset. They were offended. How could you put those images over the Ground Zero thing? Nigga. Nobody outside of New York know what that motherfucking shit was. I just thought it was just a random area. They put the damn emblems on, but it turned out it was the Ground Zero where the two towers were. Oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? But all y'all people upset, somebody should be fired for this. So many people died there. Y'all motherfuckers stop this shit, okay?
Loser.
9/11 wasn't the only tragedy in America. It was a little thing called the slave trade that had a whole lot more people killed that y'all seem to want to forget about. But no, don't want to forget about 9/11. So all y'all motherfuckers that was in y'all motherfucking pants about that shit, shut the fuck up. And that's my loser. Well, Queen Jern. Looks like we cleaned the docket, and this is the time of the show where I ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, Nuggle.
Shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Stack Static, MJ Money 9S, Peppy J from Be More, Steph from Be More, 12 Cal, 12 Cal Podcast, Eclectic and Eclectic Discussion Podcast, Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, Power Lunch Hour. We got Pork, L, Miss Mini Mix, Cool Out Corner. We got Dr. Brasive. We got Dr. Cam's Barbecue. We got that disrespectful motherfucking MJ. Long live K-Law, the truck driver. That's Dr. Brasive Network. That's the Black Pod Squad. Please go check us out, blackpodsquad.com. Get a taste of all our shows. Shout out to Amazing AP, Nanita, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, everybody over that site, Doc Claw, all the gang, No Man Gang, we got Dom and everybody, what up, No Man Gang, 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 shout out to all the podcasters that fuck with us, man, you got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game, you got Rodas, Rodas Live, you got Conversations with Lamp, you got, who I took shots at, we got Jay in the Cognac Room, we got the Mind Triggers, we got, WV on Commonplace, any other podcast, fuck with us, man. Shout out, shout out, shout out. That's about, oh, Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Man. Another show's in the books, Queen Germ. It's time for your rating.
Okay. So, today is the day before Prince Germ goes to college freshman orientation.
At the time of this recording.
At the time of this recording. That's what I said right now, today, in this moment.
I just like saying that. Because 12 Cal always say, at the time of this recording.
Okay, that's cute. I think we had a decent show. Started off a little rough in the pre-show. Mm-hmm. But I guess we got the whistles wet and everybody ready. So, if I had to think about it from start to finish, I think I'd give this show a 9.
All right. Well, I'm going to give this show an 8. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it's show 5, 1, 2. And if you add 5 plus 1 plus 2, you get 8. And 8 is also Kobe Bryant number. And 8 is what I did when I got home from work today. Oh. So, yes. So, number is 8.
Okay, double entendre. That's what that is, isn't it?
Yes. Well, seems like we did our ratings, we did our shout-outs, we did the show. It's now time to tell people. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little for a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. And don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. That's it. We wrapping it up. Another show's in the books. The 512th installment of the Frocast. Queen Jern, would you like to say anything to the people?
It's your girl Queen Jern.
And it's your boy King Jern. And this is the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace. Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com